Mandatory minicamp is in the bag, folks. We have some updates from Andy Reid, from Patrick Mahomes as well. A couple of comments you need to hear about and what it means going forward as the team takes its break until training camp. Let's get after it. Today is Locked On Chiefs.
From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Locked On Chiefs, your team every day, and we are part of it here on Locked On Podcast Network, all over the place, every platform, including YouTube. If you'd like, sub and hit the bell and subscribe on the audios. We appreciate that. I'm Ryan Tracy, the founder of Rogue Analytics and Performance Consulting, home of the Athletic Matrix at rogueapc.com, home of my new team building venture with Dan Harms and a bunch of my staff over there at nfl33.com. We are doing some cool things that you want to check out there around the league, so you know what your opponents are up to. A lot going on as we kind of bring down the end of the offseason program for the Kansas City Chiefs today.
Yeah, and it is over, and they are off to vacation, and a lot to talk about today. I'm Chris Clark, founder of Chiefs Corner. You can find me over there. Going to be getting into contract stuff and stats and analytics. If you have not gone and checked it out yet, go check that out at Chiefs Corner. A lot to talk about when you start getting some people actually talking on the mics. Kind of funny how that
amazing
works.
Amazing what happens, right? Yeah, it's all supposition and maybe and sorta until somebody says something in a microphone, and nobody knows that better than one ex-receiver in Kansas City and one current quarterback in Kansas City. Let's start with Patrick Mahomes. I think the biggest thing that he had to say today, and I know what you guys are thinking, that's not it. The biggest thing he had to say today as they wrapped up minicamp was just this, that he's comfortable with Orlando Brown. That he's hanging out, they're spending time together away, not about football was his quote, and that it's going to get done, and I think he's confident in that process. And that just doesn't mean that, like, oh, Orlando will show up. It means he'll either be on the tag or he's going to sign a deal, and I find that really, really comforting, to tell you the truth.
I'm sure he finds it comforting to know that Orlando's going to be here. I do think that that's a positive sign that he's hanging out with him outside of the team-organized activities. You know, say what you want about Brown not being at the mini camp. It's not required. He's not under contract, so he hasn't signed his franchise tag, and that does matter. Because he hasn't signed the franchise tag, he is not required to be at mini camp. Because he has not signed the franchise tag, he may not show up at training camp. I don't think it gets there. Just trying to make clear that until he signs the franchise tender or a new deal, he's not under any obligation to be with the team.
Yeah. And that's completely fair and completely on course for what it should be. But it comes back to what your teammates' confidence is in you and how you go about your business. And I think what Patrick had to say that really intrigued me is to go out of his way to say that not only is, you know, are we hanging out and we have that relationship and I have confidence in him, but he has confidence in the city and he wants to be here, that he loves playing in this city. And he should. I know there's a section of the fan base that is concerned about him, that don't think he played up to the expectations. I tell you again, square peg, round hole last season, he needs to take a step forward, and I fully admit that. But I do think he is one of the top 10 tackles this coming season in terms of performance. That would be a jump from last year, but I think he is the future over there, at least for the time being, for a second contract at least.
Yeah, I think he's the future for at least the next 3 or 4 years. I think that that's what you're looking at, and I think that that's what the expectation is for the Chiefs. Maybe they're looking at him as more of a long-term issue, more of a long-term player. We'll see how that ends up. But I do think he is the answer, and I do think that he is going to play better this year than he played last year because he dropped weight. He's working on the things he needs to work on. We have gotten into the nitty-gritty with him, and we don't really need to get into it too much more, but I will say this again for anybody that is new that didn't hear me say it before. One of his biggest problems last year was he did not know he was going to be in Kansas City. He was in Baltimore. He was in a running system. He was set up with his body type to be set up to do that. You cannot change that in 3 or 4 months. That is a process that is going to take you a long time to change. And it sounds like he's dropped 20 or 30 pounds. I can't remember the exact number to play this season. And I think that's going to help him with the speed rushers, which is his big issue. He doesn't have issues with power. It is all about the speed. And that is going to be a key because you have guys in this division that have the ability to get after you with power. And that was a problem for the previous left tackle in Eric Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you've just traded, you know, signature styles. You can still, you can still get things done and you can still adapt. And I'm confident that he will. So that was the big news for me today. I know there's other comments. We're going to get to that in a minute, but we got to run down a couple of transactions that happened this afternoon. The Chiefs did waive Luke Barkue, the DB. I think he was running mostly as a corner. And the wide receiver, the smaller guy, Matthew Sexton. Now, that's with an injury release. So he could return to IR if he isn't claimed. And that is a possibility for him as well. I know he made a couple of grabs, a couple of practices into the OTAs before they got to minicamp. So that's something. And they came back and re-signed Chris Lammons to be on the special teams. And wide receiver Aaron Parker. I don't know much about him. Do you?
No, I don't. But I'm actually excited about the Lammons pickup, although it's a very crowded room. So he is going to have to really shine on special teams to take over one of the draft pick spots, because I think really that's where what it's going to come down to is it's going to be one of those draft picks that's going to be cut if you keep Lammons.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And I think it'll be a good battle. And if the rookies can beat him out, knowing that he is a special teams guy, I think that's a positive sign as well. So just creating more competition, I think it helps everybody. We'll get to that in a little bit. And after this, we're going to talk about the other comments that had to go on from Patrick Mahomes today. I haven't seen a lot of him this offseason, but a couple of things stood out as well. And I'm betting for him to have one of the better seasons, and I'm doing that at Bet Online, where you can get all your sports information and everything you need at your number one source. Find all the latest developments, the podcasts, the odds, the news, everything that you want to do is over at Bet Online. Whether it's basketball championships, hockey finals, which, by the way, go Abs. I think you guys should enjoy that. Major League Baseball is still going. I know very few people care anymore, but hey, more power to them. I think it's due for a resurgence now that summer's here. MMA, UFC, everything that you want, all the info that you need to be in the go, on the know, when you put your money out there on the line. Head over there to the website. It's super easy to get to, even from your mobile device. It's Bet Online, where the game starts. So did Patrick have anything else to say today?
Yeah, a little bit. You have not said that the way you said that for a while, and I really enjoy it. It's what it is. If you're a new listener, go check out the movie The Intern. The Interns?
Shit.
The Internship. Yeah, The Internship. You will understand the on-the-line reference. Still makes me chuckle. That. No, it makes me chuckle, too. It's great. Okay, so there was some other comments, and some other comments that, are in regards to other things that have been said by players that are not in Kansas City anymore.
Yeah, and we have taken the tack, at least I have, is that I don't need to comment on guys that aren't in Kansas City. They ain't mine anymore. I don't have to do that. I do that on the draft show, and I have. So you can check that out over there. But in reference to Tyreek having complaints or making comparisons or having anything disparaging to say, I thought it was very telling that Patrick's response to that today was, I was a little surprised by it. We loved him here in Kansas City. It's like, it's not only just the fact that it was surprised, but specifically that it was past tense. We loved him in this town. That's what stood out to me. He said that it was news to him that he felt underutilized at all. And so, hey, what is your read on that?
My read on it is what I thought of it when Tyreek came out and started calling out the Chiefs, is that he is a more of a me player than we even had a clue of. And that's what this is. This is him trying to justify the type of player he is and what he's saying. And good luck to him. He would have easily been a Hall of Famer in Kansas City if he would have stayed here. I still think he has the opportunity to make the Hall of Fame, although it's going to be harder because of his quarterback in Miami. And maybe they go a different direction from Tua after this season, but he's going to have to basically reinvent himself because the deep ball is gone. And obviously that wasn't a big deal last year. So there are things that they can do that are going to help that. But if he's going to be playing small ball and trying to get stuff over the middle and trying to run shorter routes and do all of that, I don't know that his body's going to hold up as long as it could have in Kansas City.
That's a very, very good point. And, there's a lot.
I'm not trying to be too harsh. I apologize.
Truth's the truth. Sorry if it sucks. Truth is truth. Yeah.
Pretty well. I'm more apologizing for the fact I'm not trying to attack the guy in his body type and in what he can do there. But my point is, he is small. I mean, he's not your prototypical wide receiver. And yes, he's got bulk on him, and yes, that's helped him in the past. Question is it going to continue to help him, especially when his role is going to change and he's going to be asked to do different things?
I just think you get to the point when you play with a legend like this that you forget that you're dependent on the slinger to get it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a way of biting guys. We've seen this happen in the past. Davante Adams could go through the same thing. I think Carr's a better quarterback than Tua right now. But I don't care who you are. If you move on from playing with Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, you're in a downgrade. There's no other way around it. So to expect that you're going to continue your current progress, I think is a leap of faith.
Yeah, the one argument I would make on Davante Adams is nobody knows how much longer Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Maybe he's only there another year. And sure. Then you're moving to a situation where who knows? Mm-hmm. At least with Derek Carr and now the new contract for Derek Carr, it looks like he's going to be there for, you know, at least the foreseeable future. Thank you, Raiders. I appreciate that. So, you know, we'll see how that ends up working out for Davante Adams. But I kind of understand it from his point of view. The whole Aaron Rodgers thing is a mess to begin with. And that's a whole different ballgame we don't really need to get into. But I like what your point was. When you move on from those guys and to try to move in, into another place and think that you're going to have the same success, good luck. Now, yeah. Is it possible that he will be better for the Raiders than Hill will be for the Dolphins? Absolutely. I think that's a much better team and a much better system and much better QB, like you said, over Tua. So I think that really helps. But, man, good luck. I don't understand it. Like, Hill can do whatever he wants to do, and he can say what he wants to say. And Patrick said, you know, hopes that the podcast launch went well, which, again, says all you need to say, in my opinion, when it comes right. to that. I let him say what he wants to say. I hope that he doesn't burn any bridges, but it sure sounds like if he's coming after the team this early in his after his trade, I think he could be burning some bridges before too long.
Yeah, you never know. In the meantime, the guys that are here but to does, play yeah. his position, yeah, it is what it is. Both Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid had some good comments about them. And Patrick in particular singled out MVS for coming in and learning the offense and getting to the point that he could make some plays when called upon. And the thing that stood out to me about that quote was that he said, I had some balls that I just threw up down the sideline, and he went and made plays on them. Now, that flashes me back instantly to Jody Fortson last year, and that big play over the DB that Patrick did the same thing and just hung it out there. If he's now to the point where he's going to make those plays and let his receivers go up and get it, he has an advantage in MVS. He has an advantage in Jody and Kelsey. Like, that is a new dimension for this offense. Yeah, true.
And Juju, too. And I can't even begin to emphasize how huge of a deal that is if Kansas City is going to start moving in that direction. Because it just opens up so many more things that they have the ability to try to beat you with. They can beat you in the short game. They can beat you going over the top. But now they're going to be able to beat you with jump balls. I mean, that just adds a whole new dimension. And people are going to think that I'm going over the top of this. I'm not.
Yeah.
Deep ball or like jump ball things is not generally what Patrick would do unless it was a situation where there was a flag that was thrown and he thought he was going to get a free play or something like that, then maybe he would throw a jump ball type ball. But if he's going to take that into account for the guys that you talked about, Kelsey and Fortson and Juju and MVS, he gives those guys the green light to be able to go out. And if Josh Gordon makes the team and go out and do those types of plays, I think you're going to see a very fun offense in Kansas City.
It gets more and more difficult to defend. I mean, it's all
especially in the end zone, right? Or the red zone, which is something that they really struggled with at times. They have gotten, I'm not going to call them predictable, but they've gotten to where they do the same types of things and teams have kind of figured out some of the stuff. Not all of it, obviously. Reed's still got wrinkles and he'll design more. But to give yourself the ability to jump ball situations, that completely changes what you could do in the red zone. And it's going to help, especially with all four of those big bodies.
Yeah. Oh. I look forward to that. It's a new dimension and something that's going to make them that much harder to stop. I mean, it could make them unstoppable, but it all takes that. And they need parts for their offense. I need parts for my truck. In fact, right now, for those of you working down there at Ram headquarters, I appreciate you because it sounds like you guys are making progress on my automobile. So I appreciate that. The old 2500 isn't ticking like it used to. It needs a little bit of help. And if I had to do it myself, I'd have to go out and get the parts, and I wouldn't go to a brick and mortar store because I'm stuck with whatever they got on hand. This way, I'm not waiting for them to find it. I can go find it. I can put it in the cart at rockauto.com. I could save 30, 50, or 100% on what a dealer would charge me or what they would charge me. And I get everything that I want, not just what they have. That makes the difference. Rock Auto is a family business. It's for, they've served do-it-yourselfers for longer than I've been trying to actually make changes. And they've done it easily for everyone for 20 years, as if you're the same kind of customer. There's no preferential treatment. All you got to do is go get the parts that you need, put them in your cart on rockauto.com right now, and those will line up in your cart. And at one point when you check out, you get to say, how did you hear about us? If you would put Locked On in there, that would really help us. It would help them. It would help you. Everyone gets what they need. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car or truck is ever going to need over at rockauto.com. Now, Andy had some similar comments for Juju and MVS, saying that those two guys as the veterans, he was very happy with their progress in what they've shown to this point in knowledge of the offense, being able to move around, understanding where to be and what to do. That's not a surprise to me because I think he's going to generally uplift them. He also had comments on Orlando Brown that saying, you know, this isn't an overnight thing. So kind of everybody going in the same direction. I didn't get like a whole lot of juice from that except for one topic, but in Andy agreeing with everything with Patrick, that kind of feels like normal for this time of year.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, you look at it and you expect that the coach is going to know, you know, what's going on a little bit more than the QB does. And maybe that's not the case. Maybe Andy and Patrick are on the same page with Brett Veach when it comes to that kind of stuff. Who knows? You know, when you get a talent like Mahomes, maybe you give him a little bit more insight to team building and how you do those things and where things are than you would normally, because he is going to be such a big part of this franchise for years to come. So you want to make sure you keep him happy. And honestly, I hate saying this, he's going to be here longer than Andy Reid.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. Yeah. I love Andy Reid. I'm not trying to get rid of him at all. I'm just saying he's a little old. He's older. So that's just the reality.
He's a little old. It's all right. Now, Andy did have some specifics about the injuries. He didn't feel like Trent McDuffie was a concern or Josh Gordon was a concern. I believe Josh Williams is actually back out there, as I understand. So he isn't a concern at this point. That's all well and good. And the thing that stood out to me in Andy's comments was he said that he still feels Jerick McKinnon has some juice left, that they liked what he did and what he brought. And he specifically said he's got a good experience level in the room. And that clicked for me. When you look at how young they've gotten, Rojo, Clyde, they have some experience, but it's not vast. And obviously Gore doesn't have much. Pacheco's a rookie. Like Ely's a rookie. There's all this volume. I think they need maybe a steadying hand, and maybe that's why they made this move.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's curious still just because of all the running backs that they have in that room and whether or not McKinnon makes the roster. Don't get me wrong. I think he played great last season. It's really going to depend on if he's able to stay healthy into the regular season. If he is healthy going into the regular season, I think he could be on this roster. But that's the big question, is he going to get injured in training camp or in preseason? If he does, then maybe he's not on the roster. Maybe he ends up on IR and they have to look to go younger. But I do think that you have a great point. Maybe he is just here to be that, you know, veteran voice. Because, yeah, you have Rojo, but Rojo doesn't know the system. You know, McKinnon at least knows the system a little bit. You know, Clyde's really not a veteran yet. McKinnon's been in the league for quite a while. You've got all these young guys. Maybe you just want a steadying hand in that room, especially for training camp and preseason. It doesn't have to be a regular season deal. It could be just those two.
Yeah, and I think that's probably – that gets them part of the way there until you can train somebody up. I thought it was very key that he said he had some juice, and so I took that as a plus. So that's basically what we've gotten from the team as they wrap up mandatory minicamp. I think a lot of heads were turned, especially by the pass catchers, but it's a passing camp, and that should be the expectation as far as I'm concerned. But go ahead.
I got a topic I want to talk about real quick.
Oh.
MVS versus Juju, and I know they're teammates and all. Who do you think is in line for a bigger year, and who do you think needs a bigger year more?
MVS more yards, Juju more touchdowns, and Juju needs it more.
Yeah, I would agree with you on pretty much all of that. I do think that Juju has an opportunity to maybe get more yards. It just really depends on usage, how they decide they want to use those two guys. And obviously health, we'll see on that. But I think it's going to be very intriguing to watch Juju in this offense because he is on a one-year deal. It is something where he is playing for another contract. You always love those situations. And I think that him playing with Mahomes, maybe he's able to have a great year. Maybe Kansas City decides they want to keep him long-term, but he decides, I want to play with Patrick. So he takes a little bit less than he could have gone on the open market. It's possible. I think he could be a great weapon to go to build around going forward.
I agree. I'm intrigued to see how it pans out. We'll get another look at them on the field here in about 6 weeks or so. If I have my numbers right, that should be about right. We'll see. Look for dates for training camp to be announced here very soon, and we will run it all down for you. We appreciate you taking your time. Enjoy your weekend. We're going to be back with you running down the roster, who's done what and where's going at every position as we move through and get ready for the newest training camp. I can't believe it's going to be our sixth training camp on this show. That's going to be impressive. Thank you all for being here with us. Thank you, Chris, for keeping me on time. Thank you for listening today, and we will catch you Monday.